For we do declare the mighty power with great reverence for the Most High of Israel as we gather here in the Bayit of the Great King. The power and the strength, Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. We gather in your name, Almighty Yah, as we prepare our minds and our hearts by the certain sound of the shofar. For we bring unto you the offering of Torah, with our voices lift up unto Hashemiah, to Barak, to bless the mighty one of Israel. We are glad that you have granted unto Israel this hour that we may come before you, our precious Abba, to worship and to esteem your name highly. As we look on the situations of the world, those things that are encamped in the Bayit of Israel, our cry and prayer unto you, Abba, is that the coming of Yahshua will come expeditiously. Come, HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel, for the kingdom and its eternal power shall be established upon the Olam. We pray in Yahshua's mighty name that you will refresh our minds today and cause our love to rejoice greatly with great understanding and wisdom of your imats, the power of your truth, in the living witness and testimony of Yahshua the Lamb, to break every shackle of sin and darkness, to loose Israel from the shackles and the chains of darkness of this world. And we do not perform things as the heathens. We do not operate in the spirit of the heathen. We are led by the Ruach of Yah, in the direction and the footsteps of Yahshua the Lamb. We do all things to please you. And as we gather here collectively, we stand in agreement in thy name, Yah. We bind every spirit of hell, every demonic power, every force of darkness that rail against the standard of your imats. We resist every unclean thing. We call upon the name of Yahshua, for in that name we found the liberty of our Abba, to press, to overcome the enemies of the war against the integrity of your imats. We resist the dark powers of darkness. We submit totally unto your word, Yah, your Torah, your commands unto Israel. We obey it wholeheartedly by the Ruach of Yahshua the Lamb. By the power of that Ruach, we obey all that you command us, Yah. For it is the pathway that leads unto your eternal light. It is the road that brings us to the destiny that you have called and ordained Israel for. We shall not give ourselves over unto the powers of this world. We shall submit in all things unto you and worship you. We shall shonha you, Yah. We shall barak you. We shall worship you with all the fullness of our love. And give us strength today, Yah, to sing unto you, to barak you, to sing with great rejoicing of the great things that our Abba has done. Bless Israel. Those that are listening by the live stream, we pray for their strength and assurance today. May the strength and the power of your words be a tremendous blessing unto all the hearers, that they may delight and rejoice in the abundance of your blessings upon them this day. that they will know that they can trust you in all things, and that they have a sure, tikvah hope in Yahshua the Lamb. We ask all things according to your will. In the most precious and mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we bless you, Yah. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
give him a praise offering. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give him a praise. Come on, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who's by the excellence of your Ruach, Almighty God, we gather before your presence in your name. We come in the excellent name of strength and power, the name of Yahweh, in the Ruach, and in the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray that you will grant us the liberty this day, that we may dine in your presence, and eat of the fullness of the bread of Yahshua the Lamb, and that we may be full and prepared for the battle that is ahead. We ask all things according to your will. In the precious name of Yahshua the Lamb, we bless you. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Maslomka, Shabbat Shalom Israel. Shalom. You may be seated. What a great and a pleasant time that Yah has granted unto Israel. In time whereby we can literally hear him. We can hear the voice of our Abba as he speaks in the power of his HaMashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. And so I take great delight today that Yah has called me and elected me according to his sovereign power and his election. Has nothing to do with me or what I can deliver unto him, because he has delivered all things unto me in Yahshua HaMashiach. And so I cannot do anything without the revelation or the power of Yahshua. We cannot walk in the light of Torah. Torah has no appeal to us. We cannot free ourselves from sin, but only by the power, the strength, the knowledge and truth, the testimony of Yahshua the Lamb. For in Yahshua we move, we live, and we have the substance of our lives in him. And anything outside of him will bring about a debacle. It will bring about death and destruction. And so we have our strength and assurance in Yahshua the Lamb. It comes no other way. I do want to directly and to deal with the matter or the subject today that I want to emphasize greatly as we sense and see the demonic powers of hell riding today as they prepare for their pagan Esther. What are the most damnable, wickedest events that could ever be perpetrated by a people? Yet we see the subtleties of that among Israel. I want to show us why and the reason. We are a people, as Yah spoke unto Hoshea to speak unto Israel. He says in Hoshea chapter 4 and verse 6. He is talking about his people. He said that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They have no understanding of the commands of Yah. And they have gone about to establish their own traditions to supplant the most valuable instructions that a man could ever receive from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. And so the people of Yahweh, they are destroyed. He did not say that they are sustained. They are literally destroyed. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. And when something is destroyed, it has no life in it at all. They have no spiritual flow or no power of the Ruach in them. They're destroyed because they lack the knowledge of this emet, this truth. He said, because you have rejected knowledge, and there are those that will reject the knowledge of Almighty Yah. They will reject the truth of His mitzvah. Remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. You shall not take the name of Yah our Abba in vain. And he that does so shall not be held guiltless. So they have discounted what Yah has said because they are an ignorant people. They do not know, nor do they have the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. He said, because you have rejected, because it has cut against the grain of your traditions, because it does not support your rhetoric and your traditions. He said, you have rejected my imat. He said, I will reject you. I will reject you. I will reject you because you rejected knowledge, that you shall no more be Kohen, or those that have the power of understanding of my imat, my truth. He said, you will not be a special one unto me. You will have no important value to me at all, seeing that you have forgotten the Torah of the Sovereign One, the Most High. Seeing that you have forgotten the Torah, the emats, the truth of the Most High. And this is a generation that has forgotten the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. You will see it expressed in a way on tomorrow with the pageantry, with the pagan elements from the belly of hell. It has been birthed by the powers of darkness. It is not of the strength of doctrine that Yahshua conveyed unto Israel. We as the people of Almighty Yah, we have retained remnants of that pagan and the pagan practices of this Jezebel, this Isabel, that has seduced the people of Yah to forget the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Now that's what she does. I will show us in scripture. She is one that causes one to forget the Torah. And if there's one blatant whore today that commits more whoredom than the Islamics or the Buddhists or the Hindus, it is the Jezebel, the Isabel that we call Christianity. She is a blatant whore. She is a violent whore. She is a pagan whore. And she is a treacherous whore. And everything that comes out of her bosom, it is of whoredom to bring about the secretion or the milk of witchcraft and whoredom. Now that's what this Jezebel does today. The thing that you call the church, the thing that you identify with the church, and that is her proper expression. I will show you. The people of Yah, we are ignorant because we do not search scripture. And then we don't even search material that is so readily easy to search. I will show you what church is out of the book that you call the Webster Dictionary. I will read it to us. Its origin, its etymology, how it arose. The assembly of Yah is not the church. It cannot be identified in that expression. It is the assembly, it is the elect, the call out, the set apart of Yah. It is Yisrael. It is not the church. It has no tenets of what the church has. We've seen this whore. She is a Jezebel, an Isabel of great power, for she has seduced the minds of those that Yah had put in position that the authority of His Torah would be expressed on to the house of Israel. And so when Israel began to walk in the light of the true identity of Yah's HaMashiach, we began to bring the relics of this past, this whore that has prostituted us and pimped us like a pimp pimps a whore on the street corners. And that's what she has done. She pimps them. She's a whore. It is not of Yah. Nothing that she arrays herself in is of Yah. The name of their Jesus has nothing to do with Yah. The name of their gods is not the expression of Almighty Yahweh. If their God is a God, then Yahweh cannot be that. He is Yahweh, His name, the power of His name express the power of His character. And Yahshua shows us the expression and the power and the character of the Abba, because He is the living Torah of Yah. Seeing that you have forgotten the Torah, this whore has caused the minds of the people to have disdained for the Torah. They say you don't have to keep the Shabbat. There's all kinds of adultery among them. These dogs that call themselves preachers, they are greedy swans, cannot have enough. A Jezebel, the Isabel spirit, run rapidly. You see the power and the persona of the spirit in the midst, because the women run everything today. It is not of Yah. It is of the gates of hell. And there's a reason that it has arisen, and there's a purpose to it. Yahweh is going to separate His chosen, elect, chaste virgin from the midst of a whore that produces witchcraft, the bewitching of the mind, the seducing of families and generations of families, that they be a memorials unto their gods. He is going to bring Israel and only Israel out from this whore. For her pageantry tomorrow will be of every kind of vile, detestable practice that can be imaginable by man. It is out of the bellies of hell. I do not care who it is that participate in those arenas. They are given over unto the dark power of hell. You cannot touch the unclean things of the world. You cannot associate yourself with these unclean things. It is birthed out of hell. I had a man call me yesterday, and he says to me, Pastor Roberts, I'm trying to reach my family. I said to him, who is the family of Israel? Those pagans that reject Yah, sons, daughters, mothers, kinsmen, they are not the elect of Yah. He said that I will participate in their Easter meal to draw them. I said, man, that is an offering sacrifice unto Esther. It is a sacrifice unto hell. And for you to sit down and dine at the table of thieves by the power of witchcraft, you bring damnation to your own soul. You cannot sit in the company of that. You cannot gravitate to that and give credence that it is right. You cannot be a part of it. You cannot even allow the relics of that in the midst. In every whorehouse that will meet tomorrow, you will see the relics of that. Whether the man says he's against it, you will see the relics of it. Why? Because you will find more people coming out on tomorrow than he has during the past months or the other feast days that are birthed out of hell. And Yah said that my people are destroyed because they have rejected, they have forgotten the Torah. And any time we forget the Torah of Yah, there is death working in us. It brings about a destructiveness in us. You cannot forget the Torah of Yah. You cannot forget the Torah of Yah, our Most High One, the Abba, and expect to live. He said, because you have done that, I will also forget your children. Now you have forgotten me, I will forget your children. Our Avot and Aimer, they forgot the Torah of Yah. Now look at the children, we that have birthed out of their loins. Look at the abysmal practice of whoredom among us. Look at the actions and the things that we do that are perpetrated from the depths of a dark mind, conscience. is not perpetrated or directed by the Ruach of Yah. It's birthed out of the belly of darkness. It's birthed out of hell. That's why we cannot be a part of these satanic practices that are birthed out of the belly of darkness. And these things that are transpiring in this hour, there's a reason why. Because of this Isabel spirit, Baal is Lord. And out of this whore, you find one expression, Lord, 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 Lord. And we think that they are just simple words without meanings. We are fooling ourselves, and we are going to destroy ourselves. I want to take us in a direction today. I certainly want to take my time, whether I take it or not. You that have ear, hear what the Ruach of Yah say unto the assembly of Israel. Not a whore, thumping, prostituting Jezebel that calls herself a church. I want to begin in Gilead, a revelation. It says here profoundly in Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Yah began to deal with the assembly of Thyatira as he sent forth the message, Madamelach, unto the man that stood in the place to combat the forces of hell. I understand what it says, unto the Melach of the assembly of Thyatira. But it was a man. We know that the Melach is a ministering power of the most profound knowledge of Yah. Because they are Melach that stand, Melachim that stand in his presence all the day long. And they exonerate his character that has come under the assault of hell. And our minds do not proliferate the character of Yah. He speaks of this corrupt character of man. That we turn our mind away from his Torah. Yah says unto that assembly, he said, nevertheless, or notwithstanding, he said, there are some things that I have against you. I have a few things against you. Now, I certainly do not want Yah to have anything against me. He said, I have a few things against you. And the reason why, you have suffered that woman, that Isabel, this thing we call the church. We have this churchanity in us. And that damnable thing must be rooted out by the power and the truth of Yah's Torah. We have our churchanity practices that are based upon the principles of this Isabel, this whore, that bring every kind of pollution and whoredom in the mind of man. Now that's what she does. Yah says, because you have forgotten my Torah, I will forget your children. And we are the children of those that have forgotten the Torah of Yah. We are the children of those that have forgotten the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And Yahweh said, because of that, I will place it upon your seed that shall come from your bosom. Look at the demise of this generation. The death, the diseases, the sickness, the corruption. Look at this generation. I'm talking about those that declare that they are the seed of Israel. I'm not looking outside toward the world, because the world is a carbon copy of what is happening within the context of the house of Israel. That's what I'm talking about. The wicked will do wickedly, and they do not understand the plan of Yah. We say we are the seed of Israel. We should know. We should not lack knowledge. We should not be destroyed. We have the fullness of knowledge. We have the revelation of knowledge. We have the beauty of knowledge. We have the strength of knowledge in the revelation of Yahshua. There's a willingness, ignorance among Yah's people. There's a willingness and the rebelliousness among the people of Israel. There's a blatant defiance of what Yah says. There's no contriteness among them. Yah said, you will see it upon your children. He said, I have things against you. You have suffered that Isabel, that Jezebel, that one that says she has the oracles of Yah. You have suffered her, which call herself a prophetess, that she can see beyond what the word of Yah speaks. She has the ability to foretell, and that's what this whore does. Is not that a practice in what you call the church? Come on here, Yisrael. They're always foretelling. Are not they always prophesying? Are not they always prophesying over everyone? Are not they always laying hands and prophesying and telling lies out of the belly of whoredom? That's what a whore does. She lies. She lies. And that's what this whore has done. No lie is going to tarry before Yah. And so before the people, this effeminate spirit of what they call a prophet. And they're prophetess. And they're prophesying over everyone. In this pagan base religious harlotry. And what it does, it produces more whoredom, more vileness. It caused them to reject the Torah of Yah. It caused them to damn the Torah of Almighty Yahweh. Israel, their strength was when they walked in the discipline of the Torah. When they obeyed the Torah of Yahweh. Yeshua, the strength of Yah. He is the living power of the Torah. He did not remove one scintillar of a dot or a jot from the Torah. He is the perfect power of Torah in flesh. He has given us the power to live according to Torah without any complaining or any kind of speculation. He is the fullness of Yah's truth. It's what He is. And so you've allowed this Jezebel, this woman, this vile spirit that calls herself the church. And they say in this whole house, the church has replaced Israel. It is a damned lie. It is a damned lie. It is a damnable lie. It is a damnable lie. Yah is yet going to choose Israel. He is going to restore Israel. He's going to bring Israel back to her beauty, that she shall be presented as a bride unto Him, and she shall array herself in the Sadiq of Yah, the power of the righteous covering of Yahshua the Lamb. She must be covered with Yahshua. She cannot be covered with her traditions and her principles. She must be covered with Yahshua. Her mind must be washed in the dam, the blood of Yahshua. She must have the mind of Yahshua, because He pleased the Abba in all things. The assembly Israel can never please Yah outside of Yahshua. You can understand the letter of the Torah, but it is of no power with that life, the life of Torah. Yahshua is the life of the Torah. So this woman, this Jezebel, the spirit that rises up in her, this whore, this woman that calls herself the church, and she array herself in her own traditions, and she caused the minds to be alienated from Yah. He said she calls herself a prophet, a prophetess. She teach and to seduce my servants to commit or to be given over unto fornication, given over unto idolatry. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. When they practice idolatry beginning on yesterday, in all the newspapers, that's all they had, their Good Fridays, they call them. They serenaded in this pagan ritual. And they're so ignorant, they don't even understand what it's all about. They will have their sun rising service. Not the sun, the S-O-N. Not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N of Yah has arisen in me. That is the light of the honor of Almighty Yah. That's the light of His power. That's the strength of Torah. That's the power of Torah. And so she has caused the ones to be given over unto idolatry in their Esther practice, in their practice of their Easter, in the practice of their pagan days. And those that sit in those whorehouses, those churches, their minds are bewitched. Their minds are bewitched. You don't suffer a witch to live, and Yah's not going to suffer a witch to live. I will get to that in greater detail. You don't suffer a witch to live. She has seduced. She has brought them under her power, under her witchcraft spirit, that they defy the Torah of Yah. They forget the Torah of Yah. And they go about to establish their own righteousness, which is as a filthy rag. What they will offer tomorrow, it is filthy, it is vile, it is out of the gates of hell. And there will be those that will go to have a feel nice, good spirit, as they would say. But it's none of you. You cannot be a part of it. You cannot bless the hands of that. You cannot eat that damnable bread that is offered unto pagans. You cannot sit down with them on their dinners after their whorehouse gathering tomorrow. You secure death. You bring death upon your mind, upon your ruach, and you certainly is causing death to come upon your physical body. It is like eating cyanide. It is not of Yah. He is not playing with this wicked generation. He's going to burn it to the abysmal of hell. Israel, we better allow the trials that we are afflicted by to purge us, to give us the strength and the resolve to go through the afflictions. That's what we better allow them to do. Instead of hunking down like some cowardice and muttering and crying with your weakness, you better begin to do it in Yeshua. That he may rise in you, and the power and the strength of Yah may prevail, instead of this damn corrupt flesh, and the immaturity that is among Israel, that they revert back to the ways of this Jezebel whore that seduces her. We cannot go her way. She's wrong. Her practices are wrong. Her ways are wrong. You cannot take the relics of her and try to incorporate them in the Torah way of Almighty Yah. It will cause you to become double-minded. You will not be sure in the way you're walking. You will not be certain of the things of Yah. And you will begin to compromise. And a double-minded individual is unstable in all of their ways. You will not know whether you're going or coming. Well, I know that his name is that, but I use lies from hell. He has one name. He does not have a duplicity of a name. There is no contradictory in his name. He has one. And his son came in that name. He did not come in the name of Yeshua. He came in the name of Yeshua. He is the Lamb of Yah. He is the birth of the bosom of Almighty Yah. He is the power of his words that went in that little virgin Miriam and came forth with the excellent power and the strength of Yah, as to let us know when the power of the Torah resides in Israel. By the witness of Yeshua, we can walk like him. We can talk like him. We can act like him. We can overcome like him. Reason we don't overcome and endure because the Torah is not alive. It's not real to us. And it causes us to forget the Torah of Yah. We forget about the Tav of Yah. When we think about the Tav of Yah, that he has kept us in the constraints of his Torah. See, that's his Tav. Then the inward parts of the being shout, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For all that Yah has done for us, we must walk by the constraints of the Torah. This woman that is called Isabel, she is what we call the church. Now, I want to show you, I want to read this. You can look in your Webster dictionary. It is there. Now, this is what the word church. It is ultimately... from the Latin Greek, kariakon, and it is a neuter of kariaos of the Lord. Well, who is the kariaos of the Lord? Now that's what it says. From kairias, Lord, Master, and it says it is akin. Listen, brothers and sisters. We are ignorant because we have no energy to press beyond our ignorance. Now this is what it says. It's there in the Webster. It says it is akin to the Sanskrit Ketara, hero, warrior. Now do you understand what I just read? What he is saying, that the word church It comes from the Latin word caricam. Carican, that is the derivative of the word caricus, 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 which is a Latin Greek word that comes from, now this word, now this church word derives from the Sanskrit, so from the Sanskrit language. Now if you read that booklet that I wrote, Yahweh in the Gods of the Scripture, you will understand what the Sanskrit language is. But because you don't read, because you're not, there's no desire to understand, you don't know, we don't know. So it came from the Sanskrit. Listen now, Sanskrit, Katara, Katara, which is hero and warrior. Now I want to define and show you what the Sanskrit language is. Do you all hear me? It is an ancient Indo-Aryan language that is the classical language of India and of Hinduism. Hinduism. It is the classical language of Hinduism. That is what the word holy, it is straight out of the Hinduism drama, a style or a pattern of life that you live to please the cosmics. That is what it is from. It is from Hinduism, the dominant religion of India that emphasize Rama, which is the resulting rituals of social observation and often mythical complications or contemplations. Now that is what Hinduism is. It is a mystical form of religion. And that is where the church, the word church came from. She is a Jezebel. And that's what she is. She produced how many gods in the Hindu religion? There are over 300 50 million gods. In Hinduism, there are over 350 million gods. 350 million. Which one do you pray for? It's almost one for each person in America, isn't it? And they're all in these whorehouses praying to their gods of this whorehouse. She is a Jezebel. She caused those to forget Torah. She never taught us Torah. She made us forget Torah. She brought us under this delusion that Torah was not vital, that the Shabbat was not vital, that his name was of no importance, and yet they had many gods. And they built gods. You see the statues of their gods. We're not playing with some kind of little small matter, brothers and sisters. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Yah says, I have a few things against you. Because you permitted, you suffered. You allowed her to do it without any restraint. You did not even combat her. You didn't even fight against her. You gave her preeminence among you. You gave her power. And that's what we have allowed this whore to do. We've allowed this thing called the church and our principles and practices that they resonate in our minds. When we hear the Torah of Yah, we got to weigh them against what the church says. It is not so. It is not of Yah. And the Catholic whorehouse is just a derivative of this Katara, this hero, this warrior of the Hindu power of the Hindu gods. That's all it is. And inside of what we call the church, it is the power of Katara, this Hindu power, this God, that is the warrior, the mighty one. There's only one mighty one. And his name is Yahweh. There's only one that came in the might of his power. His name is Yahshua. It is not some damned of a Jesus, some damned Lord. They're pagan lies out of this whore to turn the minds of the people away from the living Torah of Yah. Well, words are just words. Well, how many wives want their husband to walk in every day and greet them by the words that what we call a female dog? That would not be pleasantry, would it? How many husbands want the wives, when they come home, the wife, meet them with this arcane title that is so demeaning? And so you call him anything but by his name, is demeaning. I don't want nobody calling me guy or you guys. Don't call me that. Don't call my wife that. She's not a guy. She's a woman. She's a sister. You call her sister. Don't call me guy. He was in the store the other day. Young man, I knew he had a degree. That's what I asked. That's why I asked him. I say, young man, you're a college degree person, are you not? He said, I have two. I say, what I want you to do, the way you greet it, my wife is not a guy. I say, I want you to go home and you find out what the word guy means. And then you will not so reluctantly greet your clientele that way. So don't greet me that way. I mean that. We're not that. We're not the church. We are Israel. Let no one call you that. It opens the door for every kind of pagan whorehouse. Listen, my brothers and sisters. If you walk into this demonic place whereby they're worshiping Jotan, would you not sense the power of that trying to press in on you and press in your mind? Would you not sense that? So if you open the door to that house, the whorehouse called the church, that you allow the spirits that emanate in her to press upon your mind, because you identify with her. We don't identify with her. We identify with Israel. We are the elect of Yah. When it's a small matter, it's not a small matter. Yes, I have a few things against you. I have something against you. I don't want y'all to have anything against me. You allowed that whore, this thing that have rose up by the rebelliousness of man. That is what this whore house, how she has come about, what we call the church. She's come about the because of the rebelliousness of men. I don't believe that, Pastor Robert. Did not Israel, when he brought them out of Mizraim, did not they build a golden calf? Did not they say, we will say, this is the one that led us out of the bondage of Mizraim? And they have said, the Tara, or the warrior of the Hindus, the mighty ones of the Hindus, are the one that hath brought us forth. These are the ones that we pray to. And that's how they pray. We pray to the only elect one, Yah in Yeshua. We pray to Yahweh. We don't pray to deities, brothers and sisters. We pray to Almighty Yah, in the power and the truth of Yahshua. You cannot pray to him any other way. You're not going to reject HaMashiach, because he's the Torah, and the Torah teaches us how to pray. You can't reject that. And so out of this thing, out of this whore, out of this Jezebel, has flown these corrupt powers. And the two main ones are whoredom and witchcraft. And I hope to get into that and show you the depth of that today. I believe I have time. But that is what's come out of her. You see a whoredom spewed everywhere. And you see the witchcraft. Well, what is the witchcraft? Come on. We are foolish that we allow the spirit of foolish Galusia, who have bewitched you. When what is bewitched, they cannot obey the truth. What is the truth? His Torah is the truth, brothers and sisters. Let no one kid you. I don't care if it's your grandson, your sister, your brother. That is the truth of Yah. He said, you are foolish. You are bewitched. Does this thing we call the church bewitch folks? They're bewitched. They will carry out their pagan activities. The Baptist whorehouse would do it just like the Methodist. The Methodist whorehouse, just like the Pentecostal. The Pentecostal whorehouse, just like the Apostolic. The Apostolic, just like the Charismatics. They will carry out one of the most damnable pagan things upon the face of the earth. And what will happen to Israel when you find weak men that are at the center of the power structure of Israel, they will allow those things to come in. There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. I'm not going to take that back, brothers. You understand? There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. There's nothing more repulsive than a weak man. I will show us in the book. There's nothing more vile than a weak man. Man has to have the strength of Yahshua, that he endured all things for the sake of the assembly. We are the congregation, the set apart of Israel. We are not some damnable church to hell with all churches. Let them all be damned. Damn every last one of them, Yah. That his name may rise from the ruins of this damn whorehouse. Hallelujah. Damn every Baptist whorehouse. Damn every Catholic, every synagogue. Let them call that what they want to. There's only one assembly. There's only one house, and that is Israel. The strangers came into Jerusalem, and they worshiped Yah there. And they will come into the city of Jerusalem, and they will worship Yah. There's only one body, and that body is Yahshua. And this pagan whore is not a part of his body. This Esther is not a part of the body of Yahshua. Your memorials unto your families, we have seen that in this thing we call burials. It is nothing but memorials, their own private pagan memorials. I'm telling you, this has all arrived from this whore we call the church. That's where it all come from. And they make memorials unto them. I don't care whether they are drunkards or liars. I don't care whether they were thieves or died in whoredom. I don't care how they died, shot in gangland killings. They exalt them, a memorial unto them. They esteem them and they personify them as idols and gods. You will see signs on their cars in memorial unto David Roberts, in memorial of Cliff Martin. It is wickedness. It is from the gates of hell. It is from the belly of darkness. That's what they have done. It is not of Yah, brothers and sisters. The practice of this whore is not of Yahweh. We got to get this damnable thing out of our minds. We got to get free from all of our relics, all of our practices. And it cannot be based upon our little weak, shabby emotions. But it must be based upon Torah. His mama is going to be damned in that pagan church because she rejects Torah. What is my sister? Your sister is going to be damned in that whole house. You're not going to reject the Torah. You're not going to reject the truth of Yah. And look at what they say. It would be better they never heard than to hear it and to reject it. It's best you never hear it than to hear it and then reject it. And so this thing we call the church, it is from the Latin Greek, Indian, but paganism. What is India but a pagan cauldron of hell? What is Hinduism? What has an expression from Hinduism has to do with Yah? That's why I tell you, brothers and sisters, this English grammar, this English vernacular, it is a thievery of language from all languages. Yah gave unto Israel a Hebrew tongue. There were 3,200 words in the entirety of the Hebrew tongue. And it was about the worship, the adoration of Yah. And everything that they saw in creation, it expressed Yah. The names of their sons and their daughters, we name them today. That's why Yah says, because you forgotten me, it will come upon your children. And so parents today, they don't resort back to the Torah way where their sons and their daughters carry the name of the Most High and honor Him. They give them names that they don't even know that come from the belly of hell. And they open the door to spirits that they know not of. And that is the truth, whether you agree with me or not. And that's what we have done. Hallelujah. So I have no problem with one changing their pagan name to a name that personifies Yah. I have none with that. Hallelujah. Yeah, names have no importance. They do. If they have no importance, how many of you all want to be called devil? Well, I'll tell you what, I call you Shaitan, devil. Satan. Who wants to be called that? Come on, brothers and sisters. No one wants to be called that. If you walked in the house, wife, and your husband said, hey, devil, hey, Satan. Come on, husband, you walk in the house. Every time you walk in, your wife says, Shaitan. I know some can say things that are worse than that. Don't tell me names are not of great value and importance. They are of great value. They are of great importance. And so the names of the sons, I will show us, even though they did wicked, were names that personify the power of Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. And so don't call this place a church. It is the assembly, the tabernacle, the bayat, the house. Israel, eradicated from your vocabulary. Don't even use it when it comes to the things of Yah. You use it toward the pagan, this Jezebel,
For everything that comes out of her is full of death. Now, how has this entered among Israel? Let me show you. Turn quickly to 1 Kings. It says in 1 Kings, hallelujah, chapter 16. I want to show you how the Spirit entered in among Israel. We cannot do wickedly before Yah. We cannot defile the Torah and think that it's going to be all right. It says in 1 Kings 16:30. It says, and Ahab, the son of Omri. Now that word Omri, or the name Omri, is a pupil of Yahweh. Omri. A pupil? A student of Yah? Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of Yahweh above all that were before him. He did more evil than Omri, Rehoboam, and by the hands of Rehoboam Jeroboam, the power of idolatry began to overtake Israel. He did evil before Yah. He was a man that opened up the corridors of hell. He went away from the commandments, because scripture tells us that he that keeps the commandments of Almighty Yahweh shall feel no evil thing. When a man keeps the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah, he shall feel no evil thing. No evil shall come upon him, because he is wise, and a wise man discerns both time and mishpatim. He discerns that. He understands. But a man that has not the Ruach of Yah, he cannot discern time. He is a shallow, he is a lazy man. He is not a man that is energetic when it comes to the Ruach or the scriptural things of Yah, the Kefei. He is not a man of that character. And so what he did evil in the sight more than anyone before Yah, before Almighty Yah. And scripture says, and it came to pass, as it had been a small thing. Did not Yahweh say unto Tyria, I have a few things against you? He said a few things. And so he thought it was a small thing. Look for this. For him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, Jeroboam. And he took to wife Jezebel, Baal, Lord. Now that is what Jezebel means. Baal is Lord. That is what the word Jezebel mean. In this thing you call the church, is that not a constant resonation there? Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Is that not there? Don't back down on me now. That's what they say all the time. That's all they say. These are not my expressions. You can find them in any simple dictionary. It says this. It says that he took for himself this wife, Jezebel, which means Baal, which means Baal is Lord. I married to Baal. That's what it means. Oh, folks will say, oh, I'm married to the Lord. The Lord is my husband. You never heard women say that? Sure you have. It comes from the belly of this whore. She spouses whoredom and witchcraft. That's all she does. It says that Ahab, he sinned. And so when a man sinned, he has transgressed the Torah. He has defiled the Torah, has he not? And so that's what this whore does. She turns the mind away from the living power of the Torah. That's what she does. And that's what this whore does, the church does. She leads them away from Torah and brings them to a pagan worship like Easter. She defies Torah, the name of Yah, and she put Baal there, Lord. Lord, you know that it is an Jezebel spirit. When you find a people that's always calling on the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, you know that there is a spirit of Jezebel there. Do you all hear me? Don't get slack on me. Don't get lackadaisia. When you find a place, you find those that, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, there is a spirit of Jezebel. It is Jezebel, the power in that whole house. Because they are worshiping and they're drawn from the power of the gods of Hinduism and the dramas of India. And they are ignorant, they don't understand. They will not even look up the word T-O-O and understand that the position or the power of that in the English grammar. And they think they know. That's why Yah raised up men. There were four gold things that you will not so that they can feed us. It's not just wealthy rice and beans all the time. Nice to have a little extra, some other things there. Hallelujah. Well, you preach on damnation. Well, the message that was on Wednesday, I thought it was a very enlightened truth. To believe, yeah, this is a day that we better make sure that there is no sin. You got to come into the body of Yah, into Jerusalem without sin. This is a time to break every burden. This is a time to overcome the powers of hell. When you leave His body, you can rest in Yahshua. Hallelujah. I know what I do on Scripture Truth Night. And I know what the Shabbat is for too. And so you will not find me preaching like on Scripture Truth Nights like I do on the Shabbat. It's different format then. We're dealing with a different thing now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This whole cause one to observe the customs and the laws of her laws that they're based upon the pagan traditions. Is not that what they will do tomorrow, brothers and sisters? Is that what they did on their Xmas? They did the same thing. The pagan days, their thanksgivings, has nothing to do with Yah. I was reading the man that does the restoration scriptures. He said there's nothing wrong with celebrating Thanksgiving. Lost from hell. It has nothing to do with Yah. Has nothing to do with Yahweh. The tables are filled with puke and every kind of vile thing. It is not of Yah. He has set aside the days of memorial unto Him, His Moedim, His feast days. These are days that bring about a remembrance of Him. If you sit down at the table with a pagan who keeps Thanksgiving, who are they going to say Torah to? If you sit down with those that are wicked and they're full of drunkenness, who are they Torah to? Or is it just a form of gluttony and ritualism? That's all it is. We ought not to be a part of any of it. I will not sit down at any table that offer me a meal for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or Valentine or birthdays or anniversary days or any days. I will keep the Moedim of Yah. I will keep Pesach. I will keep the Feast of Masvah. I will keep Sukkoth. I will keep the ordained days of Yah that He will be remembered in my mind and a memorial unto Him. I will not sit down at the table. Sister Robbins is not going to have me a little birthday dinner or a little celebration dinner. I will not allow that. It is not of Yah. Hallelujah. It is not of Yah. This is what this whore. These are the customs and the traditions that come out of Hinduism. Hallelujah. I do study things like that. I have a book over there on the religions of the world. And I pull it out every now and then and begin and look at the tenets of the religions of the world. And they're all alike. There's only one that separates himself from all religions, and that is Yahweh. Because it is not a religion, it is just truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Amri, the pupil of Yah, did evil in the sight of Yah above all that were before him. He did wickedly. And it came to pass, as it had been a small thing for him to walk in the sin of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Isabel, the daughter of Ethbaal, which Baal is king. The daughter, she does what her mammy does. You understand? She does just what her mammy does. And Ethbaal say that Baal is king. Do not they say that the Lord is king? The Lord is king. Do you not hear that? Come on, brothers and sisters. We can find this in the book that we read. We can find this in the Ketuvah, the Ketuvah, the scriptures. It's there. It's there. We just lazy. We are just lazy. Our minds are lazy. Our will is lazy. Our purpose is lazy. Our desire is lazy. We get offended at those that are energetic and willing and desire to understand the depth. We don't like that. We get jealous. We act immature. I will not reduce myself whereby the things of the book that I am so ignorant when it comes to that I will not search out a simple matter that I will not understand. As I search scripture, I say to my Abba all the time, Yah, I am so ignorant. And I see, because I look at scriptures and I say, Yah, let me move on to the next one. Because I am so ignorant, so little that I do know. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. Very little. I know very little. But little that a Siddiq man has, a Siddiq, is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. So I'd rather know the little that he's given me than to have the wealth of theology, hermeneutics, hermeneutics, and all of that. I'd rather have the little that comes from the bosom of Yah, that I may feed you the whole stale bread. And you need the whole stay so that you may stand still and see the salvation, the Yeshua of Yahweh. We need that, brothers and sisters. So she was the daughter of Baal. Baal, king with Baal, king of the Sidoni, and went and served Baal. Served who? Who do they serve today? Quote, I love the Lord. Quote, the Lord has been so good to me. Quote, the Lord to save me. Quote, the Lord is one of the, quote, the Lord did this. Quote, the Lord is that. Quote, the Lord. The Lord, the Lord. That's what you hear resonate out of this hall. That is the truth, brothers and sisters. That's all you hear. They don't even use the name Jesus or Jesus much. Say, the Lord, this and the Lord. You, the Lord has been good to me. The Lord did this for me. I thank God. The Lord is kind. I thank God. The Lord. That's it. They wouldn't serve Baal. They wouldn't serve the Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't take this as just some message that has no credence or importance, but it does. They went and they served the Lord. They went and served Baal. They went and serve the Phoenician deity, this masculine god that brings fortune and riches and blessings. Is that not what they attribute him to? You know, I was this where the Lord blessed me with this, and the Lord gave me a house, and the Lord gave me a car, and the Lord gave me new clothes. Like, that's what they do. It is none of Yah. It is from the gates of hell. It is by the spirit of Isabel, this Jezebel. Hallelujah. That's why there must be strong men. I said all the time, there must be strong men. Because when a man finds a wife, he finds the tough things. And he has favor of Yah. This was not a wife. It's one thing that a wife does. I want to tell all your daughters, one thing that a wife does. In the midst of a man's weakness, she strengthens him and causes this power of Yah to resonate from him, because she restores him back to his head. She restores him. She does not try to diminish him or demute him. This Jezebel, that's what she did to this little weak thing we call Ahab. She was a Jezebel. She even brought him lower than what he was. That he cried like a little effeminate thing because he couldn't get his way. He sucked his finger like a little boy. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday as we were finishing up this thing out here. I said, you know, Brother Patrick, I can say. And I said with all honesty, all the years that I've been married to my wife, I said, in the midst of my great weakness, she has always strengthened me. Her submissiveness, her obedience, the words that she would say to me had always strengthened me. When I had no self-esteem, she spoke words that gave me strength to believe that there was something greater than what I was, Yeshua. When I had no ability, did she strengthen me to draw from the well? She has always done that. I said, you could just have someone to satisfy the arousement of your flesh, but that's not a wife. That's not a wife. That's not a wife. That's an Isabel. And that's what Elizabeth does. She just take care of one component of the man, but a wife, she understands that her head is her strength. And to make sure that the head is nourished and the head is prepared. Don't we praise Yah for Yahshua? Don't we brak Yah for Yahshua? To make sure that our head stay in His place, His proper identity in us. And by that we can do all things through the power of Yahshua, because He is our strength. And our head, the wife knows that she can serve Yah, she can bless Yah, she can worship Yah. If her head is strong, she is strong. If her head has the honor of Yah, she has honor. If her head doesn't fear, she has nothing to fear for. And so that's what this Isabel has done, has raised up the women. That's what it has done, to supplant the man, but it's not going to be. In Israel, 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 the pecking order of Yah is still the same. Yah is the head of Yahshua. Yahshua is the head of man. It's going to be that way. Yah is not going to change one thing at all, but this whore has. She has tried to change the dynamics of Yah, has she not? He went and married one of the Lord worship of Baal. Her mother was Ethbaal. Hallelujah. Had no strength of Yah. Yah, none whatsoever. Had no love for Yah. None whatsoever. And they worship Him. They worship Baal. Do they not this generation worship the Lord? Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Come on, that's what they say. Come on, worship Baal. Brothers and sisters, this is not insignificant. This is of great value. As I think, as I preach to my mind often, I think about this often here. I say, here the KJV of 1611 was a translation for English people. You cannot find the name Jesus nowhere in the book. But you can find the name Yahweh in these letters right there in the book. You cannot find Jesus, but you can find His name. And I say to many that debate that, if those were not saved under the name of Jesus, it was an English book, then how are they saved? Did they all go to hell? Yah's going to save Israel. All those that were under 19 that died, they were all not destroyed. He did not allow even that to be carried into the promised land. He's going to save the remnant of the seed of the elect woman. I was saying to Brother Patrick, I said, you know, your daddy would say things out of the Torah. He had not just come to the knowledge of the truth, but that the purpose of his desire was pure before Yah. There's one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield taught me many years ago, 28 years ago. He would say to me, Brother Roberts, there are those by nature, they obey the Torah. They do the Torah of Yah by nature. There's something in him. Well, he did not understand that they were the seed of Israel. And Yah had written his Torah in their love, and they were parts. But he did open the door for me to understand. Hallelujah. It's one thing about Evangelist Horn. When it was truth, regardless, he was ready to walk in it. He would not fight against it. He was ready to walk in that truth. Hallelujah. And so because of those kings and the avats of Ahab, it brought about this little weak man that did not have the ability to lead the house of Israel. He could not lead them properly. And they began, even under Omri and under Jeroboam, they began to raise up men that were not of the Levitical calling of the priesthood and put them in powers of position. Do they not do that in this whole house? Do not they raise up women? Sister wrote me the other day and said that she went to a Pentecostal gathering. And there was an apostle there. And he called her and her sister up. And her sister, and prophesied over them that they're going to do great work. There's only one work that Yah calls the daughters of Zion to do. To teach the young women how to love their husband, to be chaste in their home. That's a job. How to submit, how to honor. That's their responsibility. How to take care of the affairs of Yah. Not to stand before some man. Not to direct anyone. Not to direct no congregation. Not to direct assembly of Yah. But for her to get her timbrel and learn how to dance and to praise Yah. That she does the things of a virtuous woman with her hands. That when men see her, they will honor her. And say, look at the precious daughter of Tizayan. Not some lazy Isabel. Not some bedridden whore that lay on her ass all day and does nothing but eat and sleep and lazy as hell. That's not the persona or woman of Yah. The one that labors with her hands. She gets up, she make tapestry. Her houses look well too. She take care of her house. She take care of everything. This whore, the church, doesn't even take care of those that are poor in the midst of them.
Your superlative is a little extreme, I know. That's all right. Hallelujah. There was a sister that wrote me this morning all the way from the United Kingdom. She said, bless you, Pastor Roberts, the words. There's strength from what you preach. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. This is what we need to hear. And I'm not cutting one corner. I'm not cutting one corner for none of us. I mean that. Hallelujah. We have allowed this church whore, this church spirit to seduce us. And it has suffered you to do things. See, that's what the church does. It suffers you. It permits. Then the restraint. Well, you get pregnant like a whore. No problem with that. Some little nutty boy that puts baby in every little girl and then it's nothing said. Nothing at all. It's none of Yah. It's wicked. I will not be a part of that. Even our forefathers had sense and shame that they had shame of that. Hallelujah. There are women that have had children, a child out of wedlock. And it was one of the most shameful things upon their lives. And they've never done that again. It was just that their ignorance, they were caught up in their own folly. But they never did that again. You find a generation, they drop them baby after baby after baby after baby. Hallelujah. In my generation of my time, we sense that. You don't sense it today. None whatsoever. You don't sense that. My generation, you sense that. You did. It was shameful. It was an act that was appalling. Hallelujah. And when those did that, they did not go back to that again. You believe me? They did not. They lost their sense of worth. Hallelujah. And it was only by the restoration of Almighty Yah that He restored them. And when a woman was like that, she would always, women like that, they had a shame. Come on, think about what I'm saying. You will find those that will get a husband, but the one that had baby after baby, they don't get husbands. They just get somebody to lay in bed with them. A man that's a husband, he has his directives from Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Difference between a man that in bed and a husband. There ain't nothing there. The dog gets that. It means nothing. And those that knew that their sins were wrong, even though they didn't know Yah, but there was a conviction there. They got beyond that, but them hoes, that spirit of Isabel, they never did. Oh, they may have gotten a man, but they didn't get a husband. They may have gotten someone to say, I'm married to you and show the ring, but that's not a husband. I don't want no ring, but I'm a husband. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean one is a husband. This thing called Ahab, he was a weak thing because he followed pursuit. Instead of bringing the people back to the Torah of Yah, he went away from the Torah of Almighty Yah. Let me move on quickly because I want to get ahead. Turn to the 16th chapter of 1 Malachi, verse 25. Verse 25, turn back. I want to show you Omri. I want to show you what happened now. You must understand this man. It says, but Omri wrought wickedness, evil in the sight of Yah. And he did worse than those that were before him. Well, Ahab came after Omri, didn't he? He did wicked, more wicked than Omri. Hallelujah. For he walked in all the ways of Jeroboam. Well, who was Jeroboam? He brought the people under this demise of idolatry and Lord worship. That's what he did. That's what Jeroboam did. He raised up men that were not of the priestly order. He put them in power.
that they should not have been. And he created this false illusion in the midst of the house of Israel. And because of that, it opened up the way for this weak, effeminate thing called Ahab. And he went and he married this Isabel called Jezebel. You understand? And that's what we see today. We see it with what we call, quote, Judaism and Christianity. Judaism is not the way of Yah. I said Judaism is not the way of Yah. It is not Yahweh's way. And so you see with Judaism and Christianity and Islam, Yah is married to Israel. He doesn't want us to learn the ways of the heathens. He doesn't want us to bring the heathen practices or the heathen religious orders into his way. He defied that. We cannot do it, brothers and sisters. He did evil, for he walked in the ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke Yahweh, the sovereign one of Israel, to anger with their vanities. You tell me the king provoked them to sin? Listen, brothers and sisters. This is what we see in what we call the church. She provoked, she caused people to sin. What is sin? Well, because I'm out drinking a little bit and smoking. No. The sin, they defy the Torah. They transgress the Torah. He caused the people to sin. And they transgress the Torah. Well, what we see in your drinking, your smoking, your drunkenness is because there's no strength of the righteousness of the Tzaddik of Yah in you. And so you will go to those avenues. You will drink. You will lie. You will break the mitzvah of Yah. You will steal. You will commit adultery. You will covet your neighbor's wife. You will murder. You will not honor your vow. You will commit adultery. That's what will happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's what happened. And so it placed over the people that those that were not powerful in the ways of Yah to lead them. It's one thing that Jethro said to Moshe. He said, you find out, you go out and you first of all find men that fear Yah. You must find them that fear Yah and those that have the knowledge, understanding of the Torah. That understand the guidance of Yahweh. And you set them over 1,150 and 10. It's too much for you to bear. You cannot carry on the responsibilities of Yah by yourself. There are folks who may think that I'm being difficult, but I know that I cannot carry on the responsibilities of Yah, even in a small gathering like this, by myself. It takes every part of the ministry of the body of Yahshua working effectively. So you must have deacons, you must have men, you must have those that can speak to us, you must have those that understand the government or the administration of the body of Yahshua. You must have it! And so the enemy keep us back from that in our childlike, pettish ways that we do not excel for the excellence in Yahshua. If there's anything wise, to keep themselves in a position that even if the husband aspired to be a deacon or not, but that he would qualify for that. You women, hear me? But he qualifies or not. But that's the way she should carry herself. Not being a busybody, not being online, Jezebel. And run her wicked mouth. The man should walk in a way that is the ultimate of strength and character. Hallelujah. Because he knows he has a body to look after. A weak man doesn't understand he has a body to look after. That's why these pigs, like Ahab, didn't realize that it was a body. That's what the wife represents. She represents the body of Israel. That's what she represents. Hallelujah. You don't step over Yahshua. You're not going to step over Yahshua onto the Abba. You're a fool if you think you are. You think you're going to step over Yahshua and just say, well, I want to tell you something, Yah. You're crazy as hell. You're not going to overstep him. You think you're going to just go in the presence of Yah? That's not going to be. You got to come through him, in him, in order to enter into the presence of Yah. In his right hand, the pleasure, evermore. And Yahshua is the right hand of Yah. So you must eat the word. You must eat the word. You must eat what Yah offers in his right hand. Yahshua is the right hand. You must eat the word of Yah. But it seems bitter. That's all right. Eat it. When it's finished, it will yield forth the shalom, fruit of Yah. Hallelujah. So Amri, he wrote, even the sight of Yah, he did worse before those before him. He walked in the ways of Jeroboam that was before him, that he even did worse than him. Why? Because of this, scripture says, in Shemoth, in Exodus 18:20,